You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi folks, be sure to visit my website at dr-history.com for a short personal video message, to listen to the latest stories, and to leave a comment.
Well, it's Tuesday, and very seldom does he ever come off the mountain to talk to anybody. He's kind of the guru when it comes to history, staying up on Mount Harrison in the snow and the cold and the wind and the snow and the rain. Here he is, Dr. History.
Good morning, Zeb.
How are you?
I'm great. Doing good. Beautiful day out there.
You know, I haven't been out since about 4 o'clock this morning. What's it doing? It looks a little hazy out there.
Not bad, but I passed a field with a whole bunch of beet trucks and harvesters out there getting a great crop of beets out.
You know, and I want to say that please, folks, watch out for all the harvest trucks. It's dangerous out there.
It is.
Yeah. Yep. So, by the way, do you have people to thank?
I do. I want to say hi to Matt and to Todd, both of which wrote to me this past week, and I appreciate their suggestions and comments. So,
where are they from?
I'm not sure. Oh. Because a lot of times I don't know really where they're from.
I see.
Anyway. So today, Zeb, have you ever wondered how they came about to name the Western states?
Just say
no, because then I'm going to tell you.
In other words, are you trying to get me to shut up?
My glasses keep fogging up, too.
I noticed that. It's really fun to watch him because he's wearing his mask, and I respect him for that. But then all of a sudden, I lose sight of his eyeballs. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. So, the names of 17 of the Western states seem to fall into 4 categories. Those which bear an Indian name, those that are named after a topographical feature of the country, those which have a Spanish name, and those that were named by Congress, and a guy by the name of James M. Ashley, a congressman from Ohio, and chairman of the Committee on Territories. So that's how, those are the 4 sources of names. Now, in 1854, the residents of the region, now known as Arizona, petitioned... Sorry, Zeb.
Go ahead. Leave it right there at the bottom.
I just can't hardly talk with this.
That's okay. There we go.
Anyway, in 1854, the residents of the region now known as Arizona petitioned Congress to make their country a territory. Now, several names among them, Pimeria, Gadsonia, and Arizona.
I'm going to have you back the mic up just a little bit.
How's that?
Away from your mouth. Yeah, okay. There. It was a little fuzzy with the mask. Go ahead.
So the 3 names they came up with were Pimeria, Gadsonia, and Arizona. Those were the ones suggested.
You're developing an accent.
Thank you. So there are various explanations of the origin of the word Arizona.
I see.
Now the most popular being the derivation of the name from the Papago Indian word era. Sonak.
I would imagine arid conditions?
Yes.
Ah.
But actually that, Arizona, means little springs. Now, ironically enough, the little spring for which the territory possibly was named does not even lie in Arizona. It's actually found in Mexico across the border.
I see.
Now, the name might have been derived from 2 Spanish words, arida, meaning dry, and zona. Thus, the name would mean dry zone.
Dry zone. Arizona.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's how it got its name.
I see.
Now, the territory of Dakota was named after the Dakota Indians. We know that.
Yeah. And the state Delaware was after a lady named Della, and what did she wear?
Yeah. I hadn't heard of that one. But the territory of Dakota was named after the Dakota Indians, and the name means friends or allies in their language. And I didn't know this, but as a sign of contempt, their enemies gave them the nickname Sioux.
Really?
Yeah, and I had never heard that before. But now in 1889, the territory of Dakota, as the states of North and South Dakota, both sections decided to take the name of Dakota and began suggesting excellent names for the other one.
I was wondering about that, Ken, honestly. North and South Dakota, kind of like North Carolina and South Carolina. Why did they go with the same name?
Well, let me just tell you here. The southern section claimed the name of Dakota. Okay. Now, the North felt that it had done more, had a more valid claim to the name, as it had made Dakota wheat famous throughout the world. All right. Now, the controversy was finally solved by President Benjamin Harris, who, with the wisdom of Solomon, neatly divided the name between the two claimants. When signing the bills admitting the territories to statehood, he covered all of the documents, but the space for his signature so that no one would know, not even himself, which would be first, as far as North and South Dakota.
Huh.
So nobody really knows which was signed first to claim as being the first Dakota, if you
want to call it. Was it originally called the Dakota Territory before it split into two states?
You know, I don't know that. Well, actually it was, yeah. It was called the Territory of Dakota.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Now, Utah was originally organized as the, quote, provisional state of Deseret by the Mormons in 1849.
Really?
Now, the obvious substitute which followed tradition lay in the name of the Utah Nation of the Shoshones, the Utes. The name had already been given to a lake, Utah Lake, and its outflowing stream, Utah River. But anyway, it was the Mormons were strongly in favor of the name Deseret.
However, the entire state?
For the state of Utah. However, the name Deseret was kind of, didn't sit too good with some of the congressmen because it suggested desert. And, of course, the will of Congress prevailed, so it was Utah.
And that was in 1849, right?
Yes, 1849. Now, the Indian Territory of Oklahoma was created on May 2nd, 1890. The Commissioner of Affairs asked congressional delegates what they would call their territory. Now, the Reverend Allen Wright, who was a Choctaw delegate, impulsively replied, Oklahoma, which meant red people. Okay. Now, this Reverend Wright, his kind of his impulsiveness kind of displeased several of the Cherokees who considered themselves to be older brothers and thus entitled to be heard first. Well, in 1906, citizens of the territory voted to call it Sequoia, after the famous Indian leader who developed the Cherokee alphabet, but Congress did not back them up, and the state of Oklahoma was admitted to the Union in 1907.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now, the names of Texas and Kansas. They are both Indian in origin have fairly uncluttered histories. Texas is derived from the Spanish pronunciation of a Caddo Indian word, Tejas, meaning allies or friends, and was first given to the country occupied by those Indians in 1690. So Tejas, T-E-J-A-S,
I've seen that,
translates into Texas.
Yeah.
Now, Kansas was named after the Kansas River, which got its name from a tribe of Indians living along its banks, as an old Sioux word, originally Kansa, and is translated wind people, small wind, people of the south wind people, camp behind also. There's a lot of possible translations for the word Kansa.
I see.
So, but that's where that came from. Now, Nebraska.
There you go.
Comes from the Omaha Indian word, and I'm just going to take a guess at this. It's Niptoska. Niptoska, meaning flat water, and that describes the Platte River, which flowed through it from the Great South Pass. Okay, so Nebraska. Now, the Oregon River, which we now know as the Columbia, gave its name to the Oregon Territory and subsequently to the state. Okay, so the Columbia River was originally called the Oregon River.
I did not know that either.
Now, some people
when
say...
When did they change that?
I think I'll get to that. Let me see here. Some people say it was originally a French-Canadian and meant hurricane or tornado. Others say it comes from a Shoshone Indian word for... Got the wrong page there.
I noticed that. He had this vacant stare on his face all of a sudden.
Well, let me back up. Okay. So I transition here. So some people say it was originally French-Canadian and meant hurricane or tornado. Others say it comes from a Shoshone word for unsuggested.
He can't find it.
I am so confused, Zeb.
I haven't done anything.
I know it. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. I was on the right page.
There you go.
So it comes from the word meaning undulating water. Okay. As an interesting theory is that that it came from the plural form of orejone, a Spanish word.
Orejon.
Which actually meant big ears and referred to those Indians whose warriors stretched their ears by loading them with ornaments.
Really?
So that's where the word Oregon came
from. Orejon, big ears.
Now the word California.
I can't wait to call my good friend Larry Smith up in Pendleton and say, hello, Orejon.
Big ears, yeah. Now the word California, the most generally accepted theory seems to be that a passage from a Spanish romance published in 1510 or 1511 is where the word California came from.
No kidding. Then.
And here's a quote from that book. It says, "Know ye that at the right hand of the Indies there is an island called California, very close to that part of the terrestrial paradise." So that little excerpt from the book is where the name California came from.
No kidding.
Yeah. Now, in 1773, the distinction was made between Alta California, now the American state, and Baja California, the present Mexican territory.
Right, right.
And upon its entrance into the Union, Alta California simply dropped the Alta and became California.
I'll be darned.
So, now, with the exception of Florida, the name of New Mexico is said to be the oldest state name. It dates back to 1583.
Wow.
When the time arrived for the citizens of the territory to name their state, they thought of Lincoln, they thought of Montezuma and Hamilton.
No, Montezuma's revenge.
No, just Montezuma. They were all suggested along with the name of the ancient Pueblo Acoma, which was suggested.
Oh.
But anyway, whatever, New Mexico is what stuck, and that's what it was named. Now we get to Nevada. The state of Nevada was originally called Washoe after a tribe of Indians. Now, this, however, was considered to be lacking in dignity, and the Committee on Territories chose the Spanish Sierra Nevada after the chief mountain range in the area and shortened to Nevada. And the inhabitants actually continued to call the territory Washoe clear into about 1864.
Really?
So that's how Nevada came to be. Now, the name Humboldt was suggested also for Nevada. And then Esmeralda, the name of a local mining camp. Next was Sierra Plateau, which meant mountain silver, followed by Oro Platum, which stood for gold silver. But in the end, Nevada still is the one that played out.
Now, did the people vote for the name, or was it the legislators?
Well,
or who was it?
That's a good question. And in some cases, it was the legislature that decided this is what, and I think if there was dispute, that's where it was settled.
What about the boundaries, the districts?
You know, there's a whole story about that, and I might have to get into that one of these days.
Because I've often wondered, and some of these states look like a jigsaw puzzle.
Right. And I'll see if I can come up with a story about how they got their shapes.
Yeah.
So now it's 1806, an expedition led by Captain Zebulon Park.
Oh, my uncle.
Your uncle. A huge snow-covered mountain, which was to become, as we know, Pike's Peak.
Right.
Now, bills were presented providing for what they called Kelowna Territory, Jefferson Territory, Osage, and Colorado Territory after the name of a Spanish river. And none of these met with real good favor. And a newspaper reported, here's what they said. The Senate committee have before them the following names. Yampa, interpreted bear. Idaho, meaning gem of the mountains. And we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, we will.
Nemora, Colorado. San Juan, Lula, interpreted mountain fairy. Weepelo and Arapaho, the name of the Indian tribe inhabiting the Pikes Peak region. The House seems to have hit upon the very appropriate name of Tahosa, which means dwellers on the mountains, mountaintops. This or Idaho will probably be developed. And we'll, again, I know you got a question there, Seth.
I do. I'll get there.
Right. So the majority of these translations were more romantic than accurate. And the favorite, actually, Idaho, was accepted by the local convention and approved by the Committee on Territories. All right. A bill was presented in 1861, and everything was presumably settled. However, the territorial delegate seems to have discovered that Idaho did not mean Gem of the Mountains.
It didn't?
It did not. So, Colorado it was. Now, we're going to get to Idaho right here.
You know what I'm going to ask.
You hang in there. Yeah. So, Idaho, defeated as the candidate for the name of the state of Colorado, was soon.
So Idaho actually could have been Colorado.
Exactly. Yeah, it was that close.
I did not know that.
Oh. So Idaho defeated as the candidate for the name of the state of Colorado was soon to be heard again in the halls of Congress. When gold was discovered in the Shoshone country in 1860, the newspapers felt that a new state, probably named Idaho, would be formed, but the Committee on Territories had its own ideas. In 1863, Mr. James M. Ashley introduced a bill for the territory of Montana rather than Idaho. And it was passed by the House, but the Senate also liked to play with names, and Mr. Wilson, citing, quote, Gem of the Mountains as the meaning of Idaho, and had Mr. Ashley's bill amended to read the territory of Idaho.
Mm.
And Idaho it became.
What did Idaho mean?
Doesn't mean anything. It does not mean Idaho, an Indian word. It was a made-up word.
I didn't know that
Idaho, and I've got this on another, it says, mining lobbyist George M. Willing presented the name Idaho to Congress for a new territory around Pikes Peak, claiming it was a Native American Shoshone phrase, Idaho, supposedly meaning Gem of the Mountains. And by the time the deception was discovered, the name Idaho was already in common use, and that's where we
so
got it.
So when we sing, here we have Idaho, we're not really singing about a true name.
No, it's a made-up name.
Let's get
to Montana.
Okay.
Montana is probably derived from the Latin or Spanish adjective for mountainous and was first heard in the West in 1858. A town site was located in the Pikes Peak gold diggings by a group of miners. One of them was a guy named Josiah Hinman, and he called the place Montana. So
where did he come up with Montana?
I don't know. Somehow.
I mean, all of a sudden he got out of bed, put his boots on, and said, Montana.
Yeah. But there was a governor, the governor Denver up there in Montana, remembered the name and suggested it as the name of the territory.
I'll be darned.
So Montana it was. Now, a beautiful valley which the Delaware Indians called, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce that, Mekewaming.
At
the Big Flats, and it lay among the mountains of northeastern Pennsylvania. Anyway, the name flipped by Indian and
You're not talking about Monongahela.
No.
Oh.
The name flipped by Indians and white men alike was finally reduced to Wyoming.
No.
Wyoming. Yeah. So when a new territory was to be organized in 1868, the name was suggested. Cheyenne was strongly supported. The name was attached to passes, cities, rivers, mountains throughout the territory, and the dissenters objected on the grounds that it was a French name for a dog. And But anyway, it became Wyoming. In the end, the beauty of Wyoming appealed to many, while the opposition could find no really suitable substitute, and the name was upheld. And I like the name Wyoming, don't
you? I do, too. I love that, yeah.
Now, in 1853, the settlers of the northern section of the Oregon Territory desired to separate and organize the territory of Columbia. But Columbia had almost all the qualities expected of a state name, although it was not an Indian name. But it was the local choice. It was patriotic. It was popular. And it was taken from the great rivers of the region, the Columbia. Anyway, there was a Mr. Stanton of Kentucky, and he suggested that there was already a District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
The name Washington, the name Washington be substituted for Columbia. So Mr. Stanley said, there has been but one Washington upon the earth, and there's not likely to be another, and as Providence has sent but one for all time, let us have one state named after that one man, and let the name be Washington.
There you go.
So 2 days later, suggested that the whole issue be solved, give this territory these Indian names. But they actually thought of some other names, Indian names like Snohomish, Skagit, Cowlitz, Wakahakiam, and Klickitat.
Did you hear what you just said?
I did.
You got through that one good.
I did.
Wakahakiam.
But Washington prevailed, and that is what it is.
Can I ask you about a state that I went to college at?
Sure.
And that's Minnesota. Now, I've been told, tell me, is Minnesota an Indian derivative of Land of 10,000 Lakes?
I do not know, but for some reason it sticks in my mind that it's an Indian word or derived
meaning
from
a lot of water.
Yeah, I think it's from an Indian word, and I couldn't tell you for sure. But
this was really interesting. But Idaho, I want you to go back to that. I got a minute left, only a minute. But Idaho really is not, as we thought, an Indian word or derivative, right?
Okay, no. But there's a lot of theories out there. Now, the exact origin of the name, it still remains a mystery, but according to local knowledge, the name Idaho originated from the Nez Perce language and stands for the land of many waters. So that's another thought, you know.
So how do we find out the truth?
I don't think we will, because it's been disputed. It was taught, you know, years and years ago in Idaho history that it was came from the word Idaho.
So now when we sing the song, here we have Idaho, we just go, here we have.
No, it's Idaho. Okay. And you know what? I like the name Idaho.
I do too.
It just has a good ring to it.
It always gets confused with Iowa.
And Iowa, Ohio.
Yeah, I know it. Illinois, yeah.
But, you know, Washington, Oregon, Montana, Wyoming, you know, they just have Arizona. They just have a good ring to them.
The story about Arizona was really interesting, though. Arizona.
Yeah,
arid
that's right.
Zone.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
It does. It really does.
Yeah. Hey, that was good. Find out about Minnesota.
Minnesota. And I'm going to see if I can
and figure Wisconsin.
Out. Yeah. You know, I think all those were Indian names.
Now, Illinois is named after the Chief Illini.
Okay.
I believe.
Okay. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of other states. Maybe I'll just look into doing some of the other states, see where they came from, too.
Yeah.
Because I only covered, like,
Pennsylvania.
10 of them. Yeah.
Come up with that one.
Yeah. Well, William Penn.
There you go.
Sure.
What about the Sylvania part of it? After a light bulb?
I don't think so. Penn.
Thanks.
There's got to be a name for Sylvania. There's got to be a
it's
meaning.
It's a television set.
A meaning. For it is not the TV.
Well, we lost listeners today. Anyway, Dr. History, that was really interesting. And find out about some of those other states.
I will. That's got me curious now.
Yeah. And when you're curious, look out.
That's right.
Dr. History every Tuesday right here on Zeb at the Ranch.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.